Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, what's going on? What's going on? D Hour Radio Network, D Slate in the building. You know how we do it. Another wonderful Celebrity Thursday tonight on this lovely Thursday, July 11th, 2013, 7-11. It is 7-11 today. So all you gamblers out there, all you individuals that figure, okay, at 7-11, I might want to play the Powerball. I might want to play the Mega Millions. Go get me a scratch-off. Whatever you feel like you're going to get lucky with, and whatever which way you feel like you can get lucky with today, get on out there and do what you got to do at 7-11-13. It's like dice. You're rolling them. 7-11. So if you feel lucky today, hey, go get your play on. Get your scratch-off. Get your, you know, go try to find your man, find your woman, see if you can get lucky on 7-Eleven right here. Or if you like 7-Eleven, go to 7-Eleven and get you a big goal. Whatever you need to do. But make sure you're tuning in right now, D Hour Radio Network, D Slate getting it in for you. My piece is coming in a minute. But we're hanging out right now. Tonight on Celebrity Thursday, we will be talking to the beautiful Miss Shantae Moore, one of the R&B divas, L.A. herself. We'll be talking with the beautiful Miss Shantae Moore is going to be on with us tonight, so definitely make sure you don't go nowhere. Get ready for that. We got some of your favorite hits tonight, you know, some of your favorite celebrity hits tonight, as well as I'll bring that up in a second. And definitely, if you are an R&B artist, if you are a hip-hop artist, if you're a gospel artist, you like to have your music played on the network, you like to be interviewed on the network, all you have to do is email us, dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Search the keywords, The Hour Show. Speaking of MySpace, MySpace is trying to come back in full effect. Yeah, I'm going to be using old school terms like that throughout the show, full effect. But MySpace is coming back with a vengeance, with full effect. I guess they're trying to keep up with the Joneses, or should I say keep up with the Facebooks, the Twitters, and the Instagrams. But they're trying to keep up, so MySpace has did a facelift, and they got an all-new different website, and you know, it looks like it's fun. It looks like it's exciting. So everybody definitely check out MySpace, you know, get it in with them. and your website is looking pretty good. So, yeah, you know, you might want to check out, you might want to reintroduce yourself to MySpace. That's the thing. Reintroduce yourself to MySpace. As well as if you have a business, if you have a website, you would like to advertise here, right here, right here. You want to advertise here with us on our network. All you have to do is email us, dhowshow@gmail.com, dhowshow@gmail.com. Make sure you do that. We can get that information to you about how you can advertise with us on our network at The Hour Show Radio Network. Now, also, we have this thing that I'm going to start doing, starting next week, starting next Thursday. This is what we're going to do. We're going to have a new thing. We're going to add an extra 30 minutes onto the show. We're going to have a new segment called D-Love Dedications. D-Love Dedications. Now, during that 30 minutes, we're going to be playing music, playing songs for those individuals out there who want to dedicate some songs to their loved ones or their significant other or, you know, they man, they woman, whoever you want to dedicate a song to. We'll start doing that for you guys on Thursdays, D-Love Dedications. Now, you can email us, you know, your dedication, or, you know, you can catch up with us on MySpace. You can catch up with us on Facebook or Twitter if you want to put your dedications out there like that. But if you have any dedications to any of your loved ones, any significant others you want to dedicate some songs to, you can start today and finish your dedications, the name of the song, who the song is by, you know, what's your dedication. You know, we don't need a long paragraph. We don't need nothing freaky or nasty. Just put, you know, whatever your dedication is, and we will play that, you know, we will definitely try to play that for you next Thursday, starting up on this new segment. D-Love Dedications. We'll be doing that starting next Thursday on our Thursday show. Now, again, like I said, you can email us your dedication. Just make sure you put down the name of the song, name of the artist, a little brief, you know, you don't have to put your real name. You don't have to say your real name. You can say your pet names. You can say Pookie, you know, this is dedicated to Pookie from New New. This is dedicated to Big Black from, you know, Little Man, or, you know, whatever your nicknames, is this dedicated to Little Princess, to Big Hector, whatever your nickname is, you know, you don't have to use your real names, you can use your nicknames, your play names, and email us your dedications, dhowshow@gmail.com, dhowshow@gmail.com, you can put your dedications out there, and we will definitely get that in for you for next Thursday for D-Love Dedication, so definitely make sure you do that. And again, ladies, get ready tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, get ready tonight for Celebrity Thursday. We will be talking to one of the beautiful R&B divas herself, R&B Divas LA, the beautiful Miss Shantae Moore is going to be joining us tonight on the show. So don't go nowhere. We got music. We got hits. Hopefully when we come back, we'll be getting it in with the beautiful Miss Shantae Moore. It's D Slate. Right here on the DL Radio Network, Celebrity Thursday. It's my man, Case. Happily Ever After. Let's go.
Guess what I did today? Those were the words I said to you. It was last night, don't know the exact day. In my head there was a ring. Then you told me that you love me more than anything in your life. So I asked you, would you do me the honor of being mine? And so
Today in school, I learned a lot. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes me. In English, I learned that I'm disgusting. And in physics, I learned that I'm a loser.
Today in school, I learned that I'm ugly and useless. And in gym, I learned that I'm pathetic and a joke. In history, I learned that I'm trash.
Today in school, I learned that I have no friends. In English, I learned that I make people sick. And at lunch, I learned that I sit on my own because I smell. In chemistry, I learned that no one likes
me. In biology, I learned that I'm fat and stupid. And in math, I learned that I'm trash.
The only thing I didn't learn in school today...
The only thing I didn't learn is why no one ever helps.
Kids witness bullying every day. They want to help, but they don't know how. Teach them how to stop bullying and be more than a bystander at stopbullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
How to be a great dad in 15 seconds. Bike ride, go fish, walk in the park, phone call, milkshake, play catch, picnic, fly a kite, tell jokes, laugh, talk, read a story, tell a story, bumper car, swing set, bowling, pillow fight, cut loose, stay tight. Whew. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. Welcome back. D-Hour Radio Network. D. Slade, Miss Fabulous is in the building playing all the hits. You already know how we do it, getting in for the fit-ins tonight. Yes, indeed, that was Michelle A., who was also one of the beautiful R&B divas of L.A. That was her new single, Freedom to Love. We had the lovely Miss Michelle A. on the show with us not too long ago and had a wonderful time with her. So we definitely encourage all the fans and listeners right now, make sure you tune in to the new TV show, R&B Divas L.A., with Michelle A., and also with other beautiful R&B divas. But with that being said, it's time to introduce one of them tonight right here on the D-Hour Radio Network's Celebrity Thursday. She has sold more than 5 million albums and singles worldwide, with hit singles like Love, Taking Over, It's All Right, Who Do I Turn To, Satisfy You, Old School Loving, This Time, I'm What You Need. Many, many hits like that. She has new music, and she's involved in a new TV show, R&B Divas LA. Ladies and gentlemen, please give it up. A warm D-Hour Radio Network welcome to the beautiful Miss Shante Moore.
Well, hello.
Well, hello.
There's live people
you
in there. Is that live
yes,
people?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Real people, people? Like, how many people?
They're happy that you're here on the show with us.
No, I said, how many people are there?
It's a few. Probably more than 20.
Okay. I just wondered. I didn't expect other people. That's okay. That's good. Hi, everybody.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing great.
Well, that's really good. I definitely want to thank you for joining us on the show tonight. It's definitely an honor and a pleasure to have you on the show with us tonight. And mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to the new show, R&B Divas LA. Tell us how that all got started with you.
Well, they asked me to be on it, and I thought, well, if it's about music, then this sounds like a good idea. And after having the meeting with them, I found out about Faith being the creator of the show, and they didn't tell me anything about who might be on there with me, but they assured me that it was about a musical journey, and that piqued my interest.
Well, I know you definitely have some wonderful you know, other R&B artists on the show with you as well, you know, Kelly Price, Claudette, you know, Michelle A., Dawn Robinson. How's the chemistry with you guys on the show?
It was good. I felt like we had a lot of fun. We ended up with something I'm very, very proud of at the end of the show. I think you're all going to really love it. But it was fun. It was interesting to be able to learn how to be in the presence of five other women like this 6 days a week. So that was work to first get it balanced on that. But after that, it was it was good.
Now, because you know we also had we've had some of the R&B divas from the original show here on the network with us and had a wonderful time with them. Monifa, Nikki Gilbert.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was a really really great idea to give an in depth look at some of the R&B divas and some of the R&B legends who's been in this business for a long time. Just an in depth look at what they're doing and just who they really are, and you get a really
mm-hmm.
personal look at their personalities and what they're all about. So I think that's really good, not just for television, but I think it's good for for the fans and as well as up and coming artists who really want to know what it takes to be a successful artist. Not just the music aspect, but it's just the type of person you need to be in this particular business.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
I thought that was a really good look, for a reality show. I know, reality shows are definitely, hitting, the TV market right now. And I know there's so many different ones, but I think this is, this kind of piqued my interest when I first heard about it and, I started watching it. And I was like, okay. And then the fact that, for it to spawn off into another R&B Diva show, LA, I think that talks about the success of the original show. So I definitely can't wait to see where you guys are going to take this particular show.
That's wonderful. What do you like to know?
Well, I know that, you're working on some new music right now. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the name of the album is More Is More, M-O-O-R-E, Is More. It'll be out on the 30th, and it's extremely autobiographical, as my albums have always been. These are the subject matter this time is a little more intense, seeing that the last 5 years of my life have been quite tumultuous. So if you want to know what happened, buy the record.
Absolutely. Well, we're definitely going to doing a world premiere of one of your songs tonight, Talking in My Sleep. I love the song. I definitely can't wait till everybody hear it tonight. We're definitely going to be debuting that tonight. I have my co-host, Ms. Fabulous, in the building. I know she has some questions. Ms. Fabulous, do you have any questions for Shantay?
Yes, absolutely. I'd like to first and foremost say thank you to the lovely, beautiful, and talented Shantay Moore for being in the studio with us tonight. I have been a fan for over a decade. Your work is phenomenal. Your music is motivating. And I just want to just say thank you for your contribution to the music industry and, just doing it and making a great mark for women who are currently breaking into the industry or for
mm-hmm.
those who are just the words are just very, very calming. Shantay, what I would like to ask, first of all, what inspires you to be the wonderful songstress, songwriter, producer, and entertainer that you are?
Well, my love for music is first and foremost. I just love the process from creating in my bedroom by myself to a nice track, to getting into what the mood and where the track is taking me, to recording it and making that become something that can actually be played back to me, the thing that was in my mind and my spirit, then it can come back and I can hear it out loud. That's amazing. And then hearing it back when the producer and the mixer does the mix, a real good mix of it, and gives it back to you, and it sounds even better than you used to. And then putting it out and having it be given to the people who really love your music, that to me is amazing. Then, like tomorrow night, I'm going to be in San Francisco at Yoshi, and we do two shows, 8 and 10. So if anybody lives in the Bay Area, I'll be there singing live tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
But what's wonderful is that if you sing songs that people want to hear or sing new songs, then you really be able to make up feel like the song comes alive. To me, that whole process from beginning from in my bedroom into your living room is just amazing.
Right.
I love all of it. Absolutely love all of it.
Yes. I also just want to follow up with just more of a statement and another question, if you will. Shante. My love goes back to, now that love has taken over, Shante's got a man, those classic hits. Do you have any desire to continue on with that type of genre, or are you going to expand to different types of genres to include rhythm and blues, of course, which you're the empress of that, any dance trend, neo-soul? Are you going to just stick with one particular genre, or are you going to span, because that's your signature?
Well, I always give you more of what you already are used to, because it is me.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly I love smooth and sultry music. I think it's my forte. Certainly I do love that, but I'm a music lover. I love Prince. Prince plays everything from soft, sweet songs like Adore to Bambi.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It goes from the left side of your brain all the way to the right side of your brain. And I love music, all of it. I always say, I love music. I sing that all the time because I just love it. So I don't want to curtail myself into just one sound, even though it is my forte. I do love singing love songs. That is the strongest place for me in my voice. But on an album, I got to be me. I got to be able to, when I sing live, come out with something that kicks you right in the middle of your nose just because it's music and you got to take the journey. I have too much energy to just float along all night long. I can't do it. So you get a little bit of everything on my album, and that's what you get live as well.
Right. And, the other thing, Shine, a lot of people, you're listening, our listening audience, and a lot of your fans, demographically in the United States, as well as you have a huge, huge, huge international base fanship. Your, songs back in the day, totally, knocked the charts overseas out the box. Okay, people that don't even speak English, they're taking over. Shante's got a man, almost verbatim because of the content of the music. However, this is what I would like to ask. I know now you're breaking into the television, and you have some other interests, but our fans, to include myself, you do a lot of philanthropy work, and you don't really put it out there. And I just wanted to say thank you for your contribution. What humbles you, Shante, to that drive and motivation, not to just music, but to give back to the community? And a lot of people are not privy to that.
Well, first of all, the Bible talks about things that you do, and you do them in your closet, and God will reward you openly. So anything I do that's for other people, I don't toot my horn about that. I know it makes a big deal for some, but for me, I do things because I want to, and I lost my mother to cancer, so that is real close to my heart. But there are a lot of people who are in foster care that I've grown up with as well. So but anybody suffering, my heart is really tender. I for a little while, I went into hospital. I had to stop going because I would cry every time I was there. I was no good to nobody. I was like, I think I have to do something different. I don't think I can take it. I was like, I know it's pretty lovely, but I can't go. I can't do it. It was seeing people in pain.
No,
I couldn't do
that's
the thing. I couldn't do nothing. That just broke my heart. So I stopped doing that. But I do all that I can do. Anytime I can help somebody, I will.
Exactly. To highlight that, Shante, because, again, I'm one of your biggest fans, and sometimes, we negate to look at, because you're not in front of the scenes and promoting what you're doing. Like I said, you have such a humble spirit about you, I'm appreciative of that. But definitely when you research your favorite entertainer, and this is for our listening audience, understand it's not just about music sometimes, but it's about the need to give back to the community. It's not necessarily monetarily of your time. So, Shante, publicly, I would like to say thank you. Thank you for being such a grand woman and an entertainer and just embodying the person that you are. And just thank you for all of your contributions. And especially
Absolutely. The
cancer thing, it's very tender to my heart because I lost my father. Next Thursday it'll be 2 years. Mm-hmm. Prostate cancer. So, when I learned that you were very big and into that really made me even like, God, I'm such an even bigger fan now. So, thank you so much, Shante.
Thank you. That's very sweet.
Absolutely. Now, Shante, let me ask you this. I've asked many of the other artists you know, we've had on the show. And everybody's always had a different, you know, their own different perspective about, you know, music and what's going on today with some of the new music. You know, I know, you know, some of the fans, you know, I talk to, you know, quite a few of them often. And a lot of the old school fans who appreciate, you know, some of the music from the 70s and 80s and 90s and, you know, all those classic hits and artists that come out of those eras. You know, you always hear people talking about, you know, I don't really listen to radio too tough. You know, I listen to my iPod, or I listen to my CDs, or, you know, I listen to, you know, some of my favorite hits on iTunes or whatever the case may be. So, you know, people, well, I don't really listen to the radio. I don't really like any of the new music. You know, it seems like R&B is, you know, it's not the same. It's not like it used to be. You know, what's your take on, you know, why people, you know, feel that way about music, some of the new music today, and why people are just kind of turning away from radio, from mainstream radio?
Well, we're creatures of habit, and I believe we get a little stuck. And that's okay. It's just that sometimes we don't always broaden our horizons, and it's okay. Everybody has a choice, and that's why there's music from Steely Dan to, who knows, to Run-DMC. So that's the whole point, is that there's freedom in it. You can choose who you want to play and choose who you don't. The thing about it, we have a tendency to complain about it, so it becomes something that's an issue to discuss. But it really isn't. If you don't want to hear one, then don't tune in. There are so many hundreds of thousands of different radio stations and stuff on the internet that you can listen to something that you love and be happy with it. That's why people that, you know, we get mad at rappers for being successful, but we let our kids buy it and watch it and play it all around us. So if we don't like it, we're the mamas and the daddies. We can't be mad because the rapper's cussing and your child is cussing. Stop your child from cussing. That's your job.
Hello.
That's the rapper's job.
Hello.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, I find it interesting too, you know, especially, and I wholeheartedly agree with you with that, but I find it interesting. You know, we had Intro on the show not too long ago, and one of the guys, Clinton, you know, he had made a point when he said that, you know, he said, D, I find it really interesting that he, and you know, he stated, this is why I love radio stations like yours. He said, because I find it interesting that when you have artists like us and so many other incredible artists from those eras, he said, we're still performing today. We're still making new music. You know, we're making new music right now. We're producing new songs. He said, and it's really interesting, he said, because a lot of us, he said, unless we have some type of particular connection with that radio station, he says, but a lot of us, we almost kind of feel like independent artists now, especially with some of the new music mm-hmm. we're making. He said, because mm-hmm. it's really, really hard to get our new music played on mainstream radio.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he said that, he said, of course, you know, they'll play some of the classic hits, of course, all the time. But the new music that we're working on, he says, really hard for us to get that played on mainstream radio.
That's true.
You know, and I found that really interesting. I said, well, you know, the thing about it is, I mean, I feel like, you know, our thing here is, yeah, we're going to play your classic hits, but we're going to play your new music, too. That's all about not only just respecting you as an artist, but everything that you contributed to music. So, of course, if you're making new music, it's going to be as great as your old music. Why not give you an opportunity or give the fans an opportunity to experience that?
Well, that's a blessing to have that opportunity. We appreciate that as artists. I'm sure that he did too.
Yeah. For some of those up and coming artists and, you know, those artists that are, you know, striving to really make it in this industry and be successful in music, what advice do you give up and coming artists? You know, what advice would Shante Moore give them?
Well, first, be prepared. So you have to do your homework before you ever sent out to do anything. You got to prepare for it. Know who you are. Have your team around you that's strong and who know who you are as well. Because if you don't get around people who know you, they're going to tell you who you are, and it may not be so. So first thing is to know who you are. And then get good management, somebody who believes in you and isn't going to use you. That's hard to find. And then it has to be your passion, because if it isn't, this industry is going to kick your butt and send you walking with whatever's left. And I wouldn't advise any of the faint of heart to become an artist. Don't do it.
There it is. Some great advice and some sound advice, and I really do hope some of the indie artists that are listening right now definitely take heed to all of that. I know you've made some appearances, you know, in a few, you know, TV shows in the past. Do you have any admirations to being in a part of any television or film in the future?
Just R&B Divas LA coming on Tuesdays. Check your local listings. That's all I can do. I can't do more than three things at the same time right now. This is it. Music and the show that came out, and doing live stuff every weekend. I'm out and about. So please do check. I am Shantae Moore at the website.com. IamShantaeMoore.com. I am Shantae on Twitter and Instagram, and then my fan page and regular page on Facebook. All of those are places where you can find out where I'm going to be. I'm always working, which is really a blessing. And favorite thing, sing for you.
Now, are you big on Instagram? Instagram seems to be the biggest, newest sensation right now.
It is new.
It's like
it
everybody's
new.
On Instagram. Everybody's on Instagram.
Yeah, I think it's always some new flavor. It's always something else. Mm-hmm. Right now, Instagram is hot, but you know, Twitter to me so far is the one that's kind of stayed present.
Absolutely.
I like it that it's simple. I love things that are comprehensive. I'm not big on all that high tech stuff. Something that's hard to do and figuring out what do you do, how do you send, how do you press play, how do you I'm not doing all that. So I like it that I can just type a message, press play, and it press send, and it's going out. I like that. So far, Twitter is the one I use most. I do Instagram also myself, but on my phone, it's too hard to do Facebook, so I don't do it as much as I should.
Well, you know, I was telling everybody earlier, you know, MySpace and did a little facelift and changed the whole, you know, outlook and changed the whole, you know, face of the website. It looks like they're trying to come back with a vengeance.
Well, too bad, too sad. I ain't going there. It's not gonna happen. God bless you.
MySpace ain't your space no more, huh?
I was never in MySpace, but I'm not joining. That's it.
I know that's right. Well, I definitely want to thank you so much for it was an absolute honor to have you on the show with us tonight. I really enjoyed talking with you. Miss Fabulous, any closing comments for Shantae?
I was going to say, is there any other people who have anything else to say? You have 20 people in there. I'm sure they have more than 10 questions.
Shantae, they're silent like the Fifth Beatle.
I guess so. I shall say something.
You know, some people get a little scared or something. They get a little scared. They get a little gunshot.
They ain't scared. I don't have a gun today.
OMG. You know, Sasha, you're so down to earth. I mean, oh, goodness, this is just super awesome. You're just your little, you know, perk to laugh that I'm over here fucking up in the studio. So you are super awesome for that. But you did mention something sparked my interest. When you mentioned Steely Dan, Stop Playing, I'm like, come on now. Shantae Moore and a couple of other people. Steely Dan is the band, okay?
Oh, my God, I love Donald Fagen. He is the best. I love the way he writes. He's so clever, and the backgrounds and the rhythm and all. Oh, I love it. I love everything from Hey 19 to the latest album, Two Against Nature. I tell you, I am a big, humongous Steely Dan fan. Huge.
Me too. And, you know, Peg was the best. I know we can go on and try to say more. And people don't even realize that Michael McDonald was singing background for Peg.
Wow, I didn't know that either. See there? We got to share the wealth of information that we have. But what I love is that if you get into it and it's beautiful, you get exposed to a whole nother take on music, and it overlaps. It really does infuse itself into the artistry. As a person, I feel that I'm better because I listen to all the different kinds of music that I really enjoy. I love reggae and pop, and I love Barbra Streisand. Mm-hmm. There's so much you can get from all of that, and I think that's what makes music so great, though. It just transcends so many other lines that we don't let radio do for us. But you got to get out there and get it yourself. You can't wait for somebody to hand you your food.
Absolutely. I'm glad that you made that statement because, again, you know, as a striving artist, I'm not going to say artist or as an amateur, I'm just going to just say, inform. You know, you have to out there, promote yourself, and something you spoke to earlier, you're just as good as the people or as your team at which you allow yourself to be around. It's very imperative that you support yourself around or employ yourself around people who are positive. And the opposite word is optimism. So that's why you've been able to last so long, Shantae, you know, for now and for many, many years to come, your music would definitely be as you are. But definitely, when you said Steely Dan, that took me back because as an African-American woman, I'm a classical harpist. And when people say, you're black, you're supposed to play the harp, I'm like, that's so insulting. But, you know, like you say, you have well-versed talent for music. Music has no color. It has no barriers. And for that, I just really appreciate you even more as an entertainer. That's, you know, I'm looking for an album, looking for your run on, you know, R&B Divas and what you have to offer. And thank you once again publicly for all that you do and giving back.
Well, really, thank you. Really, I appreciate that. I appreciate you saying that. Thank you so much for that, too.
Absolutely. Not.
Thank you.
Well,
quiet.
Shantae,
we do have
one of the fans do have a question.
I'm glad all them people sitting here. Let's do this.
One of the fans did want me to ask you. They have a question.
No, they have to come ask. Get up wherever you are, whoever you are, and come
up
to the mic wherever it is.
They
can't be that.
They're too gun shy to talk. They're too gun shy.
What are they,
12?
Get up. Shy don't even know where. Come on.
But I know that people were just wondering, when are you going to be touring, and are you going to be coming to Arizona to do any performances?
Well, I would love to. Right now, I'm just going wherever people ask me to go. That is my life, is somebody calls and says, hey, we want you to sing here. So I go. So I don't know the promotions there, but I do know we're going to be touring with the new record as soon as possible. I don't know exactly when that's going to be. So please do keep, again, the website is, what is it called? Your fan page. You know, my thing, where my website is. It's IamShantaeMoore.com. If you look on there and on the calendar, it'll tell you where I'm going to be. And when it becomes a tour date, like a real tour, then that'll be on there as well. Right now I work every weekend just about, so go out and about, and so it feels like touring even when I'm not right now. but check out the website, because that'll give you what you need for if I'm coming to Arizona, because don't ask me, because I'm always wrong about where I'm going to be. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to be in Florida. They're like, no, that's next week. Okay. So don't ask me, because I will tell you the wrong answer.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I was going to say, I have two statements. One, someone emailed a statement. They said, you still look 25. You go. You're my hero. Anonymous. So she said,
Anonymous
you still
blind
look 25,
woman.
Still look good. Yeah, you inspire her. You're her hero. Anonymous.
That's sweet. I don't look 25, but thank you that I don't look the age I really am. So God bless.
So you have not aged. Yes, and then also, I'm in the Virginia area, and again, you just answered your question, my own question, but any looks of maybe Delaware, Virginia, Washington, D.C. area?
Yeah,
are you
I'm
going to
be in D.C.
What? Really? Okay.
I'm
going to
be in D.C. next week. It's the Delta something performance thing. I think it's the 12th. No, what is that, the 20th? What is that now? 15th. What day is that? I can't see. That's another thing. Your eyes know how old you are. Jeez. But look it up. I'm going to be in D.C. the 17th, I think that is. 18th? Oh, let me look a little closer.
Okay.
It says the 16th. It says tentatively on the 16th. But please go check it out, because I know I am going to be in Washington, D.C., and it's the Delta something that they're doing. It's their performance.
Yeah.
So it's for them. So please, check that out. I'll be there. So I'm in D.C. so much, I promise. I don't know what it is about me and D.C. and our love affair. I am there a lot.
Well,
there
I'm jealous because I'm in Dayton. Yes, I'm in Dayton, and we don't turn 100 until 2000. But the Deltas are turning 100 on, well, they turn 100 January the 13th of this year. So they're having mm-hmm. their centennial in our nation's capital. And I'm super, super, duper jealous, but the Deltas are my friends, so they're lucky. Have a strong or diva to perform at their centennial, so you don't us.
Well, catch me next time. I'm there a lot. I promise. I'm really in D.C. a lot. So check out the website for that.
No doubt. Okay. Well, there it is. She goes to D.C. a lot. I mean, I'm pretty sure you chop it up with President Obama, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, yeah, that's my boy. You know what I'm saying. He was just calling me. He called too much, though. He just called too much.
Absolutely. Getting it in, no doubt. If you're listening right now, we're talking to the beautiful Miss Shante Moore right here on the Diablo Radio Network. Shante, I wanted to know if you can introduce, before you go, if you can introduce your new single right here on our show tonight.
Sure. This is Shante Moore, and from the fourth count, one more time. This is Shante Moore, and from the forthcoming album, More is More, this is my new single, Talking in My Sleep.
Right here on the Diablo Radio Network. Let's go.
Yeah. a champion. Realize check mechanism.
Hi, Shaquille O'Neal for Rad. This is not your normal PSA. Don't be stupid. Don't drink and drive. If you're going to go out and have a good time, it's fine. But designate a driver to drive home. Let's stop the madness. Don't drink and drive.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, RAD, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
You might know me. I'm 50 Cent. You may follow my tweets, my Facebook friends. Odds are a few in the 6 degrees separate us. We're that close. What's crazy is 1 in 6 don't know where their next meal is coming from. These are your coworkers, your neighbors, your friends. Hunger's too close for us to ignore. So visit feedingamerica.org/hunger and find your local food bank to see how you can make a difference. From one close friend to another, let's do this. I'm 50 Cent, and together we are Feeding America.
A message from Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. DL Radio Network Celebrity Thursday. D Slate, Miss Fabulous in the building. Playing the hits. You already know how we do it. That was Color Me Bad. I Want to Sex You Up before that intro. Come inside. And then we had the world premiere, the D-Hour world premiere of Shantae Moore, her new single, Talking in My Sleep. Getting in like that. I want to thank beautiful Miss Shantae Moore for hanging out with us and being on the show tonight. We had a wonderful time, a fabulous time with her, no pun intended. We had a fabulous time with her tonight. Thank you so much, Miss Shantae, for joining us on the show tonight. And definitely make sure you guys check her out on Facebook and on Twitter and on her website, IamShantaeMoore.com. Make sure you check her out. And make sure you watch her on the new TV series, R&B Divas LA, with Shantae Moore, Kelly Price, Claudette Lewis, Ortiz, Dawn Robinson, Michelle A. It's another wonderful R&B diva show. So definitely make sure you guys check them out and support them on this new hit TV show. I got the lovely Miss Fabulous in the building right now. We're going to give you guys a little bit of the fabulous news. Miss Fabulous, what do you have for us tonight?
Well, thank you for that. The CEO, founder, owner, operator of the D-Hour Show Radio Network, Mr. D. Slate. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, it's another wonderful segment of the Celebrity Thursday on the D-Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Radio, and I'm speaking with myself, and of course, yours truly, so go ahead and get yourself, govern yourself, importantly. I don't have a lot of news for tonight, but the news that I'm going to disseminate and to share with you all is going to be much interesting. Are you ready? Get set, go with it, all right? Trayvon Martin case. What? Can you say what in all caps? I'm like screaming, okay? So right to the point where deliberations and closing arguments have been to counsels on both sides, prosecuting attorneys, as well as defense, have 3 hours to deliberate their closing argument remarks, okay? This is not coming from paper. This is coming from me being within the field and then also being able to see that I hope justice is served. Justice is served, okay? I'm not going to get into logistics because everyone has been watching this case. But what I'm asking this listening audience of the D-Hour Show Radio Network to utilize your judgment wisely. Let's not make this into a race issue. Let's not make this into, you know, he did it and I know he's guilty. God, to whomever you serve, will take care of that. We have to be more cognizant to understand that we have a young man who cannot bring life back into himself. Trayvon Martin is gone. So therefore, hopefully the right mindset for people who are making the decisions will make the right decisions. And that is my stance on that. There's been a lot of celebrities recently who have given birth to children. Well, you know, it's also been some speculations as to a rumor that initially Kanye and Kim Kardashian's child was going to be named North West. Who does that? Okay. So they were saying that it's some type of symbolic this or message or hidden idiosyncrasies behind that. That is not my name, so let's move on with that, okay? I know that in a lot of regions of the United States, the weather has been getting, the temperature, right, has been getting into triple digits. We want you all to be around. We want you all to be around not only for the sake of listenership, but we want you to be around. We love you, and you can't do anything about it. Make sure you drink plenty of water. Make sure you dehydrate yourself, not hydrate yourself, not dehydrate yourself. And most importantly, check on smaller children and the elderly, okay? Stay indoors as possible and have plenty, plenty, plenty of air and sufficient oxygen throughout your body. Do things that will allow you to stay cool and that is to work. And last but not least, there are a lot of things going on in the world to include, fighting and war and strife of that nature. Not going to do the birthdays today, ladies and gentlemen, but if you are celebrating a birthday in our listening audience and of the radio world, happy, happy birthday to that. And July is National Ice Cream Month, okay? So all the flavors that you could possibly eat in 31 days, definitely enjoy yourself. This has been another wonderful segment of the Fab Fabulous News remix version, if you will. Now back to you, DJ.
Yes, indeed, Fab Fabulous News. Thank you so much for that, Miss Fabulous. Wonderful, wonderful, as usual. Before I kick off some more hits for you guys, I got some info, TJ. This is Miss Fabulous. I don't know what you're going to think about this. After years of rumors about Denzel Washington's possible infidelity, the flight actor may have gotten caught in the act. Despite a 30-year marriage to his wife Paulette, Denzel may just be doing her dirty. According to RadarOnline.com, photos of Denzel intimately kissing another woman are being shopped around. And they come at the worst possible time because Mr. Washington and his wife just did a cover feature in Ebony magazine celebrating their long, admirable marriage. Ebony described it as a rare portrait into one of Hollywood's longest-running couples. There's allegedly four photos that picture Denzel on a couch with a younger woman. He grabs her arm and pulls her in for a kiss on the lips on one of the photos. This isn't the first time Denzel has been accused. Back in 2003, rumors went around that he was involved with his Out of Time co-star, Sanaa Lathan. Now, I know that the whole thing with Sanaa was just a rumor, that it wasn't true, because, you know, she talked to me about that. I know that wasn't true. But yeah, this is what's going around right now. What you think, Miss Fabulous?
I'm to pieces right now, ladies and gentlemen. You know, Denzel and Paulette, I think. What is her name?
Paulette.
Yeah, I was being facetious. Yes, exactly. Just like you know her name, Denzel knows her name. And I hope
That's
that
right.
these accusations are not true. That was the last hope for a strong black marriage to stay. No, Denzel, no. They ain't got nothing on me. Oh, my
no.
goodness. I'm going to pieces. King Kong ain't got nothing on me. Man under fire, more better blues, all of that. Right, Denzel, no.
All that together. All that.
Yeah, there are three sides to a story. Three sides to a story, so we can do just that. We can speculate, we can relate, or we can just originate and just, you know, we don't know. But I really hope that's not the case. I really hope. Because that is my inspiration for finding true love, no matter the color or the circumstance, but just, you know, they're a wonderful couple, a strong couple.
I agree with Miss Fabulous. I want to give their positive brother Denzel credit, and not proclaim that he's out there like that. You know, I mean, of course, right now these are just speculation and rumors. No real evidence is out there, But I want to give him credit as to, you know, as to being, you know, faithful to his wife and creating a long-term marriage that he has with his wife. And, you know, I'm just going to say that, you know, hopefully that's not the case, you know, because it's just like Ms. Fabio said, you know, they were the, you know, the pinnacle, you know, of, you know, long-term, you know, black love in Hollywood, you know, so...
Right.
Hopefully, you know, like I said, hopefully that's definitely not true. I got something for you real quick, PJ, before we get off to some more music.
Okay.
let me hit you with this. Congress introduces Jay-Z and Beyonce bill after Cuba trip. Jay-Z and Beyonce's controversial anniversary trip to Cuba has spawned a bill in their name. Introduced by congressional Republicans. If passed, the bill would limit funds to the Department of Treasury to approve travel-related or other transactions incident to non-academic educational exchanges. Rep. Ander Crenshaw of Florida used Jay-Z and Beyonce's trip as an example of how loopholes could be made for travel to Cuba. He says, I think that if we're going to say that we have this policy in place that relates in travel to, in Cuba, that it ought to be enforced and that it becomes a gray area when they're probably not really following the guidelines. Jay-Z addressed backlash from the trip on Open Letter off his new album, rapping, I'm in Cuba, I love Cubans, this communist talk is so confusing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Can I say one thing? The crazy right now. What? You better do it. Ho! Yeah. That's all I got to say.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah. It's real crazy. Real crazy. Their status is so bad, they're going to have a congressional bill in their name?
Operative word, congressional.
Wow.
And who are the other persons in which you mentioned? The R people? Yeah, they are in agreement. Yeah, that's really serious right there.
Wow.
Serious right there. That is so huge on so many diameters.
I don't even know what to say about that.
I can't even talk. I'm so ecstatic.
Man,
you know?
Jay-Z and my man Jay-Z and B about to get a congressional bill in their name regarding Cuba. Wow.
I see politics in this future. From a young kid from the projects in New York, from Marcy Projects in New York, all the way to having a great workable relationship with the President of the United States, from doing other things to expand upon not just being a great entertainer, but he's also a great or even greater businessman. That is huge, and it shows people that I, too, can do this. I, too, can be someone. I, too, can be from this demographic but land my ending point here. So congratulations, even if it's passed or not, for them just making introductory status into being able to accomplish something on that magnitude is huge. It's epic. They're not ready.
Wow.
That's it.
That's major. We got some more hits. DIY Radio Network Celebrity Thursday. D Slay, Miss Fabulous in the building. Our brother CK taking a break tonight. Definitely make sure you guys tune in this Saturday for NDF Saturday. We're getting it in, as well as the Covenant Cafe this Sunday. Keep tuning in to the DIY Radio Network every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on the show. You never know what we're going to be talking about. All you have to do is tune in and listen to Over Red and Baca Radio. We keep it popping all the time. You just got to bring the butter. We got the salt. We got the flavoring. We got a couple of cold sodas on the side. You just got to bring the butter. That's all we ask you to do. Getting it in for the fit-ins tonight. More music from your favorite celebrity hits. We still got D Slate's Blow Off the Dust, Old School Double Play coming up. When we come back, I'm going to also give you guys, again, information about the new segment, the new dedication segment that we're going to be starting next week, next Thursday. As well as I came across some information about some rumored information about Kanye West getting angry with Kim Kardashian's mom about Northwest. And no, I'm not talking about some directions on a map. I'm talking about Kanye West's daughter and Kim Kardashian's daughter. Yes, they named their baby Northwest. And Kanye got some beef with their mom about some stuff she did with some situation with Matt Lauer. I'll give you guys that information when we come back. Right now, I got the new hot single, hot off the wax, the new hot single by the lovely Miss MC Light. Yes, Miss MC Light has new music. We have the new single, Craven, right here on the DL Radio Network. Let's go.
Let's go. Holla.
Baby, I got so close to you, but I can't stay. Some statistics are surprising, some are unbelievable, and some are simply unacceptable. Right now, nearly 30% of U.S. students aren't finishing high school. Nearly 30%, and that's the average. In many places, it's even higher than that. And fixing it is a responsibility that we all share. This is President Obama, and I urge everyone, not just parents, but friends and neighbors and family members, to take responsibility for encouraging the high school students in your communities, to support them, challenge them, push them a little, and do whatever it takes to help them make it through. Because this is one statistic we simply can't afford to ignore.
You can do your part by going to boostup.org and sending an email, a text message, or even a wake-up call to a student at risk of dropping out. Go to boostup.org and provide the boost that's needed to make it to graduation. A message from the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. Diablo Radio Network Celebrity Thursday. D. Slade in the building. Miss Fabulous playing the hit. You just got through listening to actually another one of the original, on the original R&B Divas TV show, Miss Latasha Scott with her single Bad Timing. Before that, our girl MC Light with the new hot single Craven. Giving it to you like that, as always, on the DL Radio Network, Celebrity Thursday, going down for the fit-in tonight. I said I was going to talk about this little info I came across. Really, 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 really crazy. Let me see if I can find it. It was, it was some situation, regarding Kanye West and Kim Kardashian's mom, and it's just so crazy, regarding baby Northwest. And no, wow. I'm not talking about no directions on no map. Understand that. That is the youngin's name, Northwest.
Oh, no, her name is something else.
I thought they were going to name the baby Kaden, but I guess they decided not to go with that.
What?
Yeah, I'd say the same thing. I'm in shock like you. Okay. Kanye West was outraged. Kris Jenner showed nemesis. I didn't know Matt Lauer was Kanye's nemesis, but nemesis Matt Lauer picture of baby granddaughter. Kanye West was outraged that Kris Jenner showed Today anchor Matt Lauer a photo of his daughter, Northwest. There is no love lost between the rapper and the famed NBC interviewer after West's 2010 brutal interview, during which producers showed a clip of former President George W. Bush sharing his pain at West, calling him a racist for a response to the Hurricane Katrina. So when girlfriend Kim Kardashian's mother, momager, promised to show Lauer a picture of her granddaughter, the 36-year-old got very riled up behind the scenes, and insider revealed Kanye West absolutely apologetic with anger because he hates Matt, the source said. Kanye, he felt extremely disrespected and insulted by Matt and the direction the interview took in 2010. He was outraged and disgusted that Chris showed Matt a picture of Nori, and he is now refusing to speak to her, adding further stress to the pair's already contentious relationship is Jenner's ongoing persistence that baby Northwest make her public debut on her new talk show.
Wow. I'm really flattered, because when I mentioned in the Fab Fabulous news, that was just contingent upon being rumored. So you're telling me, boss, that the baby's name is Northwest, traditional spelling?
Northwest, traditional spelling.
Okay, because I was under the assumption that her name was going to be Cadence with a K.
No, it's Northwest.
Right. Cadence Dorinda West, and I think the Dorinda was after his late mother.
I'm trying to figure out who names a girl Nora. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I don't think this has to be rumors. I really hope this is not the case. How do you name your baby twice? I thought that was in stone. Wow.
I don't know. North. It's just, I mean, I could see maybe a boy named North, maybe. But not a girl. I can't see a girl's name North.
Well, it's no different than blue. But this is a different time in which we're living. You know, some of the more popular names for 2012, last year, were actually boys' names for girls. And for 2013, they're saying that more people are emulating a lot of celebrities to name their children and basic household items. So we're going to have a Mop Jones or something? Or who does that? Who does that indeed?
Also, Rihanna fans who attended her show at Monte Carlo, Monaco, were furious on Wednesday night, July 10th, after the young star showed up 3 hours late. Her fans in attendance paid over $750 per ticket, which included a dinner as well. It should have included more than just a damn dinner, $750 per ticket. While the show was scheduled to start at 8:30, Rihanna didn't take the stage until after 11:30. Her fans were tweeting with their frustrations while waiting, but were happy that she got on stage at the end of the night. Happy? $750 per ticket.
Is that U.S. dollars or...
Man, it better be Monopoly money or something.
Wow. Then they have
the nerve to say, which included a dinner as well. What the hell was served for dinner? Rattlesnake? Armadillo? I mean,
wow.
You know, what the hell was on the menu?
Right, but did they specify U.S. dollars, USD, or was it Euro?
They didn't say. It just says $750 per ticket.
Wow. That's a bad girl right there, literally.
Mm-hmm. That's
for
a bad
dad. For somebody who wants to stand under her umbrella, you know?
Right. You off the chain when you got all type of fame and fortune, when you can charge cats $750 per ticket and then show your ass up late 3 hours to the concert. I'd have been slapping security. I'd have been, man, please. 3 hours late and I paid $750, somebody better tell me something.
Who does that? Wow. That's very interesting. Wow.
Tell me something.
Wow.
I'd have came with fresh bottles of baby powder just slapping people.
Wow. But you know what? This has to be a lesson taught. You know, even though you have that level of stardom, the underlevel of professionalism should be something, how can I say this? That should be non-status, you know, understanding, giving courtesy to the people who even sacrifice to get that amount of money because they really, really care about you as an artist or really care about your work or really just love your work. So I don't know. I think I have a difference of opinion. You know, again, sometimes $50 is, in this day and time, is very arduous to come by, you know. But $750, that's a couple of, you know, dollars shot of somebody's mortgage or rent or whatever the case may be.
That's
exactly some people's livable income for a month, $750. So I don't know if I have a strong opinion regarding that. I just think, you know, just better be careful about what you do. And this is for our developing artists as well. You know, once you make that plateau, you still have to do everything that you were doing to get there once you get there. And that's all I have to say about that.
There it is. Real quick, I want to let everybody know that starting next Thursday, you know, we're gonna add an extra 30 onto the show, and we're gonna have what we call, the new segment is called D-Love Dedication. Ooh. Now, if you have any any love dedications, songs, any songs you want to dedicate to a special someone, to a family member, significant other, whatever dedication you want to be, you can start, you can start today, throughout the week, as long as we get them by Wednesday. Each week we get the dedications by Wednesday, and we can, try to play some of those dedications for you. You can email us your dedication, dhourshow@gmail.com. You can send a dedication to Twitter. Just look us up on Twitter. You can send a dedication to us on Facebook. Send it to myself, D Slate, or Poetic Justice or Miss Fabulous on Facebook, as well as D Hour Show on Facebook as well. But definitely send us your dedications, and write down. You don't have to put your real names if you don't want to. From so and so to so and so, you can put down your play names and your baby names, your cutie names that you have for each other. You can put that down. Just put down just a little something that you want to say for the dedication. Like I said, nothing outrageous, nasty, and out of pocket, but just something really nice and loving. D-Love Dedication, starting next Thursday on the Diablo Radio Network Celebrity Thursday Show. So definitely make sure you guys start getting them in now, so we can get that ready. And speaking of that, we did have a couple of people that wanted to dedicate this particular song we're about to play right now. Coming up when we come back, we're going to speak about something else I found out, and then we still got D Slate, Blow the Dust Off the Old School Double Play. but we have dedications. This is Brian Culbertson featuring Noel Gordine with You're My Music. And we have David dedicating to Tim, saying, baby, you're going to always be my music. I love you. To Chris from her big daddy, you mean the world to me. I love you with all my heart. Brian Culbertson featuring Noel Gordine, You're My Music, right here on the DR Radio Network. Let's go.
Ooh.
Holla.
Holla.
Thank you. perfect as you are. I could say you're a star, but you are so far beyond this universe. When we create the music we make, just keep it on replay.
You're struggling with your mortgage. You think about it all the time.
What are we going to do if we lose the house?
It's time to stop thinking and start dialing. Call 1-888-995-HOPE for a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. We've helped over a million homeowners, and we want to help you. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back to DR Radio Network. D-Slay, Miss Fabulous, playing the hits. That was So For Real with their new single, Can't Leave You Alone, right here on Celebrity Thursdays, getting it in for the fit-ins. Before I kick off D-Slay, Blow the Dust Off of Them, Old School Double Play, I just want to take this opportunity to thank you guys so much for joining us on Celebrity Thursday tonight. Huge, big, big hugs and kisses, big shout-outs to the beautiful Miss Shantae Moore for joining us on the show tonight. We had a wonderful time with her. Love talking with her. Definitely make sure you guys check her out, as well as the other R&B divas, Kelly Price, Dawn Robinson, Claudette Ortiz, Michelle A, on their new TV series, R&B Divas LA. So definitely make sure you guys check that out. Check your local listings for times and channels, but definitely make sure you guys tune in to that. It's going to be another fabulous show. Again, you guys are incredible. The D team, all the supporters and listeners of the DL Radio Network, thank you guys so much for joining us tonight. Make sure you keep tuning in every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You never know who's going to be on. You never know who we're going to be talking to. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for D-Slay, Blow the Dust Off of Them, Old School Double Play. We got some Gladys Knight. We got some stylistics. It's going down right here on the DL Radio Network. Celebrity Thursday, Old School Double Play. Got you to the point.
Confessions of a Potentially Perfect Parent, brought to you by AdoptUsKids.org.
I might look like an adult, like a person who could possibly be a parent, but I have no idea how to talk like one. And everyone knows that if you want to be a parent, you have to sound good when you say things like, "Don't make me turn this car around," or "Because I said so," or "Don't make me come back there." I don't even really know what those things mean, but I know that I actually believed my parents when they said them to me. How did they manage to sound so convincing? Here we go. "Don't make me come back there." Ugh, no, that's not tough enough at all. Kids can sense weakness. "Don't make me come back there." Ooh, yeah, that's better. In fact, that kind of sounded like my dad. Weird.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to listen to you practice your dad voice. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt Us Kids, and the Ad Council.
You're there. Welcome back. Welcome back. DL Radio Network, D-Slate, Miss Fabulous. D-Slate's blow the dust off of them. Old school double play. The stylistic, you are everything. Gladys Knight and the Pips, neither one of us getting it in like that. We do it like that every Thursday, no doubt. Right now, it's the closeout time. I want to take this opportunity to thank everybody for tuning into the DL Radio Network tonight. Definitely thank you guys so much for listening and joining in on us tonight. Big shout out to the beautiful Miss Shante Moore for joining us tonight on the show. Had a wonderful time with her. Make sure you guys get ready for her new album, More is More, as well as make sure you watch her on the new hit TV series, R&B Divas LA. Check your local listings and times. And definitely thank you so much for being you. And to all the artists out there for just being incredible artists, and we will continue to keep supporting you and everything that you guys are doing and keep playing your music and telling everybody what you're doing, what you're all about. And again, this is what it's all about right here on the DIY Radio Network. So you just better make sure you keep tuning in all the time. Miss Fabulous, what closing comments do you have for us tonight?
Well, absolutely. Thank you for that, D. Slate. I want to say to the listening audience of the D Hour Show Radio Network, Blog Talk Right to You, Celebrity Thursdays, I've had a tremendous, wonderful time speaking with the very lovely and talented Miss Shante Moore. She is awesome, awesome, awesome. Definitely continue to support her effort to bring great music to us, as well as check her out on the R&B Divas LA. Check your local listings for that. I want to just say I love the new segment that's coming up, D. Slate. You know, he's the owner, proprietor of the D Hour Show Radio Network to the audience, and he's constantly making certain that you all are entertained. So we would not be able to do any of this without you. So thank you for your support. Thank you for your years of support. And just thank you in advance for your support. Definitely tune into the I Got Something to Say radio show on Monday, as we will be speaking with the very lovely and talented Mesa, who is the lead singer of Incognito. So for all my indie, neo-soul, jazz enthusiasts, you don't want to miss this interview. And stay forth and stay tuned for more to come to the DIY Show Radio Network. Shout out to Charles and Carlisa Farmer, as we will be in Virginia doing our casting calls for the upcoming movie, in which I am one of the producers, the employee of the year. So we were in New York in June, but we're in Virginia, and we're going to be coming to a third location casting for the upcoming film. By way of that, I want to close with this. I would like to say rest in paradise to my uncle, who passed away on Sunday, to the family. We definitely will be having going home services or home going services on Saturday. My uncle Jeffrey, definitely you were an awesome man. So to the passing of my uncle Jeff Davis, I like to keep my family in prayer and uplifted. And to, his kids, my cousins, we're going to be fine. God is in control and he makes no mistakes. So for that, definitely my segment of the show was dedicated to my uncle on today.
Hello?
Yes. Yes, 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 Miss Fabulous. Thank you so much for that. I want to thank you guys so much for joining us on the show. We will see you guys next time. Please stay tuned. Indie Up Saturday. Make sure you guys are paying attention to Indie Up Saturday. You never know what's going to go down. And again, thank you, Miss Fabulous, for being such an incredible person, an incredible host. I love her so much. And I definitely can't wait until Monday when we talk to Mesa. So definitely make sure you guys in for the I Got Something to Say radio show when we do that. And again, it's another lovely Thursday. Please be safe, ladies and gentlemen. Please enjoy the rest of your night. We'll see you guys next time. One love. Holler.
Holla.
Tell me who the hottest in the town. Reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet. Giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song spins. It's the G Hour Show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship. The hottest station show. We love the underground artists. Yeah.